News, I'm Ben Thomas. The government's small business disaster loan program's out of money. Lisa Dwyer explains.
The Small Business Administration has run out of money for its disaster assistance loans, delaying much-needed relief for people applying for aid in the wake of the destruction caused by Hurricanes Helene and Milton. The SBA offers economic injury disaster loans to businesses and people affected by disasters. Congress can approve more funds, but does not reconvene until November 12th. The SBA is pausing new loan offers, but urges people to keep applying for the loans in the meantime. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Meantime, Amy Bach with United Policyholders says filing claims with private insurers can also prove laborious.
We're all fed a steady diet of ads that make it seem like you can just notify the insurer and they're going to come along and they're going to make everything okay. And that's just not really how it is.
Her recommendation?
Write down every day who you talk to, what they said, phone numbers, to help you stay organized, because it is very hard, especially if you're not living in your home.
In Western North Carolina, FEMA has resumed door-to-door visits after halting them over threats stemming from disinformation. In the presidential campaign, Kamala Harris and Donald Trump trying to energize key constituencies allies worry may be slipping away. Trump touting his plans to hike tariffs in an interview with Bloomberg News before the Economic Club of Chicago.
The higher the tariff, the more likely it is that the company will come into the United States and build a factory in the United States so it doesn't have to pay the tariff.
Harris telling Charlemagne de Gaulle,
we should never sit back and say, okay, I'm not going to vote because everything hasn't been solved.
Harris also warned that Trump would seek to institutionalize harsh policing tactics that disproportionately impact black men. This is AP News. Lowriders having a resurgence.
Lowriding is a movement of expression with origins in the Latino community.
All my friends.
Cars are transformed from the tires to the sound system with vivid designs and colors. Lauren Pacheco is co-founder of the Slow and Low Festival.
It is the beautiful artistry and the creative practice of muralism and storytelling and upholstery.
Misrepresentation in entertainment and media have often associated low riding's low and slow motto with gang culture. And it's not just about cars. Near South Bend, Indiana, Luis Martinez has a low rider bicycle.
To me, it's my way of expressing my art and what I can do with my own hands.
Low riding has experienced a boom with car shows and conventions nationwide. There was even a low rider convention in Japan. I'm Ed Donahue.
And I'm Ben Thomas, AP News. Thanks for listening.